shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
That was Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hello, you're listening to WM Phone Medford 91.5 FM. My name is Zach. I usually have a show on Thursday mornings, but I'm here tonight. I'm with here with my friend Justin. Say hi, Justin.
Howdy, everyone.
I thought you were going to say hi, Justin. I'm very happy you didn't. I think the howdy, everyone, is great. I think that's awesome. Justin and I are in the same astrophysics class, so we're just going to talk about stars and stuff. Justin, what's your favorite thing about stars and stuff?
Dude, it's super wind. I've told you this like 100 times.
What is super wind?
Okay, so...
super wind's my favorite thing, too.
So, like, when a star reaches the end of its life...
Yeah.
It's hit the end of that thermally pulsating asymptotic giant branch.
Yes, of course, because everyone knows what a thermally pulsating asymptotic giant branch is.
Of course, we gotta assume...
Obviously, that is the base level of knowledge here. Yes, thermally pulsating asymptotic giant branch. Continue.
So as the name suggests, it's like, you know, it's pulsating. It's going in and out, getting bigger, getting smaller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the end result of that is that it just blows all of its outer layers out really fast at like 1/3 the mass of the sun per year. It's like mass leaving the star.
My favorite thing about the superwind, right, is that it's called the superwind.
Oh, that is why it's also my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because someone was sitting around the table one day and was like, God, what do we call this thing? You know, like a bunch of guys, they're just like making their plots, whatever. They were watching, they were like, oh man. Like, you know what happens at this point? Like this like super wind pushes all the matter out. And they're like, oh God, yeah, this super wind's crazy. And then they just kept using it. And they were like, oh, we'll come up with a better name later. And they just never did.
Yeah. Now it's, you know, probably 70 years later. And we're like, yo, super wind.
Super wind, yeah. Like it's in textbooks now. Super wind. Well, that concludes the show for today, folks. This is literally all we planned to talk about.
We'll think of more star stuff.
We'll think of more stuff. We have a bunch of star songs lined up. So in the meantime, here is Smash Mouth with a song with the word star in it. I can't say the name. Here we go.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Go for the moon, set to go. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a sunset. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it, let the children use it, let all the children do get. We'll be right back.
And Didn't It Feel Good. That was Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine. Is my mic on?
Yeah,
I believe so. Awesome. You're listening to, what's the name of this show, Justin?
The Astro Hour.
The Astro Hour is the name of my normal show. This could be like an auxiliary, the Astrophysics Hour.
Sure, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not a legit episode, so I want to keep it. I want to keep it hard line. I'm a sucker for labels.
It could be your Easter holiday special.
This is my holiday special. That's brilliant. I love it. Justin and I are in the same astrophysics class, for those of you who are just tuning in. So we're just talking astrophysics. Justin, what's your least favorite thing about astrophysics? It's the same as mine. I already know this.
Well, then guess.
It is planets.
No, dude.
It is Hipparchus magnitudes. Ding.
I got it.
I was trying to like keep the suspense. For those of you who don't know what Hipparchus magnitudes are, it's a system of measurement for brightness of stars that the Greek philosopher Hipparchus made, and it sucks.
and it's still used today
for no reason other than like tradition, and it kind of makes sense. You talk a little bit more about it, Justin. What are Hipparchus magnitudes and why do they suck?
Well, the main reason they suck is that the 6 is not as bright as 0.
And yes.
It's just absolutely backwards.
Why is it important that 6 is not as... yeah. So, essentially what Hipparchus set out to do was rank stars in the sky. So, like, the brightest one, he was like, oh, that's the first brightest. So, that's 1. And then, like, the second brightest, he was like, that's the second brightest. So, that's 2. And just went down, but that means that when you're talking about bright stars, you're talking about negative numbers. And when you're talking about, like, dim stars, you're talking about these huge numbers, and you just, it's awful. It's awful. Right?
Where did the air horn come from?
What air horn? Yeah, for some reason my headphones aren't picking it up, so I didn't actually know the air horn went off. I have an air horn app. I was trying to come up with a good time to use it, and then I was just like, I think any time is good enough. Right?
That should be like our black hole warning horn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, folks, PSA from your friends at WMFO in Medford, watch out for black holes. They give no flux. They give no flux at all.
At all.
Nothing. If you point your telescope at a black hole, you will get no flux out of that black hole. Right?
Yeah, out of the black hole itself.
Yeah, out of the black hole itself. Through the accretion disk, you'll get some flux. Neighboring stars rotating around it, you'll get some flux, but not from the black hole. Black holes couldn't give a flux.
That's just the fact of the world.
You're welcome.
This is your neighborhood PSA.
This is your neighborhood PSA. Watch out for black holes. They're super cool, but super dangerous. Much like many things in the world. What else is super cool and super dangerous? Polar bears, obviously.
Cars.
Cars. Oh, yeah, cars.
Planes.
Oh, planes are so much cooler, but less dangerous than cars, but cooler than cars. The continent of Australia. Super dangerous, but super cool.
So many spiders.
Giant spiders. Like, the mass of a single spider in Australia is like 100 spiders here. Like...
Well, it's not the big spiders. It's the little spiders.
Well, the little spiders are the poisonous ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a... So, you know those poisonous octopi?
Yeah, there's like millions.
What are those called?
Well, the blue ring ones are like the big ones.
Blue rings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's this video online of a guy who didn't know that a blue ring octopus was like poisonous. So he just let it crawl up its skin and like posted the video online. It didn't do anything. And all the comments are just like, all right, dude, so you just almost committed suicide. Like this thing kills 99.9% of the things it touches. So congratulations, you didn't die. Good for you.
That and the conch snail.
Oh, dude, the conch snails are scary.
Their poison acts faster than you can, like, feel the pain. So, like, you're fucked
You just die. Yeah, you just die really quickly before you even notice that you're dead. Or
you start dying before
how
you,
does that work?
You start dying.
Yeah. Your death spreads faster than the knowledge of your death.
But you still know you're dying by the end.
Yeah, I wonder how that works. I guess like some of the cells start dying, but others don't. There's no way like the death can move that quickly.
Yeah.
At the speed of a neurotransmitter.
It's neurotoxin, so like you get paralyzed, then start dying.
Oh, okay. So the paralysis spreads faster than your knowledge of the paralysis. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Because then, by the point you realize that you're paralyzed, you're just like, oh no, I'm already paralyzed. Like, it makes sense. Do you want to go into some music?
Sure.
What's next? Yeah. Up next is Johnny Cash. Here we go. By the way, it's all star and space themed music today from your friends at WMFO. Here we wait. Here we go.
As I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I bowed my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. And made you happy, and nothing else could come between. But now you've left me to love another. You have shattered all of my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I always hated that third version.
It was a nice short version.
You want to pick it up?
That's all right.
Short.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Brings me round and yours ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket
spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm. Spaghetti to drop bombs, but he keeps on spaghetti. What he wrote down, the whole crowd goes spaghetti. He opens his mouth, but spaghetti won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. Spaghetti's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to spaghetti, oh, there goes spaghetti. Oh, there goes spaghetti, loud. He's so mad, but he won't give up spaghetti. No, he won't have it, he knows. He keeps on forgetting that mom's spaghetti's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stacked that he knows when he goes back to his mom's spaghetti, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old spaghetti better go catch his spaghetti and hope it don't pass him. Lose his health, your mom's spaghetti, it's ready. You better never let it go. You only get one spaghetti. Do not miss your chance to blow. Cause spaghetti comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health, your mom's spaghetti, it's ready. You better never let it go. You only get one spaghetti. Do not miss your chance to blow. Spaghetti's mine for the taking. Make me spaghetti as we move toward a new world order. A normal sweat up is boring, but mom's spaghetti's close to post-mortem. It only grows harder. Spaghetti grows hotter. He vomits all over. Spaghetti's all on him. Coast to coast shows. He blows his own daughter. He only grows harder. Homie grows hotter. He goes home and barely knows his own mom's spaghetti. There's vomit on his mom's spaghetti. These hoes don't want him no more. They moved on to the next mo who flows, man. He knows his palms are sweaty. Oh, he's calm and ready. Oh, it unfolds, I suppose. It's old spaghetti, chewed up and spit.
it's ready.
You better never let it go. You only get one spaghetti. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Cause spaghetti
comes once in a lifetime. You better.
No more games, I'ma change what you call spaghetti. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two mom spaghetti. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. Spaghetti chewed up and spit out and his vomit on his sweater. But I kept chewing the step right in the next cipher. Hold your nose, cause here goes the damn diaper. All the vomit inside amplified by the fact that I keep on forgetting to make spaghetti and provide the right type of spaghetti for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy spaghetti. And it's no movie, there's no mom spaghetti. This is my life and these palms are so sweaty. And I'm so hard, my seed's escaping through this hole that is gaping. Caught up with being a father and a prima donna, baby. Vomit on his sweater already. Mom spaghetti, he's nervous. Plow! Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like, mom, I've got to formulate spaghetti or end up in jail or shot. Spaghetti is my only motherfucking option. The bomb is not. Mama, love you, but this bomb has got to go.
You know what sound that is means? It means it's time to read a PSA. Here we go. This is the Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're going under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, Justin, exactly how many times have you drinking and driven?
Zero.
Good. That was a test and you passed. We also got another PSA for all of you out there. Black holes. Don't go near them. Anything else to add?
Well, I think the last song.
Oh, yes, of course. Spaghetti. Mom's spaghetti. Is obviously a hymnal to the horrors of spaghettification, i.e. what happens when you get too close to a black hole. You turn into spaghetti.
Basically.
Yeah. I think that is, there's a reason the process is referred to by scientists as spaghettification. You literally turn into spaghetti. Yeah. Literally.
Meatballs and everything.
Meatballs and everything. Sauce. If you're a sauce person.
Cutlery, plates, everything.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Essentially, what happens is you get too close to a black hole and you start to stretch out because the gravity is a lot crazier on your feet or the part facing the black hole than it is on your head, the part not facing the black hole. And then you fall into a pot of boiling water and you soften. And then a cosmic giant will reach in and taste a part of you to make sure that you're soft enough. And then you get strained, right? And then they pour sauce over you, which is made out of balls of meat. Do we know where the meat comes from? No, that's one of the great mysteries in astrophysics.
Yeah, it's that and how do supernovas work.
Oh, yeah, and how do supernovas work. Or the HE flash. Can't forget that HE flash.
Yeah.
That is the ignition of HE. In a star's core. H-E meaning, of course, heathens.
Yep.
Yes.
Stars are hell.
Stars are hell. The center of stars are literally hell. By the way, those songs was Johnny Cash with You're My Sunshine and Elton John with Rocket Man and Eminem with Mom's Spaghetti. Probably someone did that remix that should deserve credit, but I don't know their name. So, sorry. It's a great song, though. Thanks for making it. Ahem. You know what sound that... What that sound means. Not what that... You know what that sound means. It's time for you to distract while I find another song. okay. Here we go with The Animals. That was Blink-182 with Another Girl, Another Planet, which was preceded by The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet. This has been fun. You're listening to WFON Medford. My name is Zach. I'm joined here by Justin.
Howdy, y'all.
We just have one more important message for you guys. Watch out for black holes.
There is one in your local neighborhood galaxy.
That was the only joke we wrote. Also, this show is sponsored to you by black holes. Black holes. Don't fall in.
It's a beautiful ad.
Yeah. We didn't really plan any much more than that. Thank you guys for listening. This has been really fun. Up next is...
Fast and Loose.
Fast and Loose.
With Nate.
With Nate. Here we go. Watch out for black holes. WMFO.org. My name is Nate.